from KQED.
Lucinda Williams' new album, Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone, comes out next week. Williams has enjoyed a long, rich career with 11 albums and a lot of well-loved songs, like Sweet Old World. She could easily till the old ground and call it a day. But this new album is a career-defining work, according to the California Report's pop music critic Steve Hawkman.
Throughout Lucinda Williams' 35-year recording career, she sought out songwriting advice and criticism from one man, a noted poet who has served as her mentor. Miller Williams also happens to be her dad, still going strong at age 84. But for the first time, with this song, Compassion, she sets one of his poems to music. It's an intimate, moving tribute that both opens and provides the title for her new album, Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone.
You do not know what wars are going on down there where the spirit meets the bone. Down there where the spirit meets the bone. Down where the spirit meets the bone.
Miller Williams is a strong proponent of economy of language. Over the years, Lucinda has embraced this paring of things down to the bone as her most immediately recognizable artistic trait, well, alongside her laconic southern-bred drawl. Often in the course of a song, she'll craft one short phrase and repeat it over and over until it's the very essence of emotion. And it's what ties this album together across a sprawling span of 20 songs. It's a vast sweep of emotions, from the tenderness of compassion to the tart anger of foolishness. Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone is an ambitious statement, arguably the most so of Williams' already considerable career. And in another first for her, there's an array of guests helping out, which for some artists would seem a sign of insecurity, but here comes off as underscoring a sense of confidence. Jacob Dylan joins her singing It's Gonna Rain, at once hopeful and somber, the rain both a promise and a threat.
It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain.
And she enlists Tony Joe White to thread his distinctively swampy guitar through West Memphis, the real-life tale of a famously disputed murder case from the 90s. In her hands, it becomes an epic, backwoods gothic song story in the mode of Bobby Gentry or Tony Joe White.
The crooked methods that they used to frame an innocent man, hiding in the darkest secrets behind every picket fence. The way we do things in West Memphis. That's the way we do things in West Memphis.
The place where the spirit meets the bone is that thin line between hope and dread. Several songs catalog complaints, troubles, heartaches, a big mess, as one song title puts it explicitly. Ultimately, though, it's hope that tips the scale, no more profoundly than in When I Look at the World. I've been unwelcome, I've been unloved, she sings. But then she sees the world in all its glory, in a different way every time she looks at it. Simply putting out a 20-song double album is a risky move, and for someone known for artistic economy, something that might seem an indulgent disconnect. Is every song a treasure? Of course not. But with her spirited reach, Lucinda Williams, at 61, has made an album that stands with her best, a series of songs that ask us to join her in looking at the world anew.
Steve Hochman is a Los Angeles-based writer who covers pop music for the California Report and KPCC. He reviewed Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone by Lucinda Williams.